When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, gorgeous. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. I'm here, I'm alive, and I feel much better than I did last week. I feel like I got to hibernate a little bit. I want to thank Jessica for making my my week's kind of end around the 3 o'clock hour.
Sure.
It's been very helpful.
Good. You look just as great as you did last week.
Jessica, shut the fuck up. I know you're lying to me.
No. Look, we've all been struggling with a little cold.
You look great, Jess.
Thank you. I don't feel great, but I appreciate it. Actually, I feel fine. I just have a little, everyone has the same cold right now.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Anyway, yeah. My daughter's half-sister's mother, Amber, called me and was like, girl, be careful. My kids are sick right now. And I said, well, if you can't tell from my voice, they may have gotten it from me and Ocean. So, just it is what it is, babe. All is well. No, your hair looks good. Your throat may hurt, but you know, nothing a little dick to the back of the throat can't help.
That's true. Kyle. I will let Kyle know later.
Oh, I thought that was because of the pain.
Oh, okay. She's
got a different.
Easton, how are you? I'm really proud of Easton.
Why tell us? I am always, but tell us why specifically.
Because I've been living under a rock, as everyone knows, and apparently I completely forgot that Raquel was...
Went rogue.
Raquel's gone rogue, officially, and her podcast aired. And Easton was like, hey, did you listen to Raquel's podcast? I was like, oh my God, I forgot about that thing.
Right.
Yeah, Can we?
He listened. He listened to the whole thing.
Okay.
But what I have to say is important. This is important. Ye old nasal face.
All of us.
Sorry. Mouth of us. Breather. Know, disgusting. Like, it's horrible. Easton, I saw in the podcast notes before we jump into our AMA and also Raquel's gone rogue or Rachel's gone rogue. You wrote some notes in here.
Yes.
About mom.
Oh, my God.
Lisa, I'm not kidding you. This has gone on for like weeks.
Oh, she told you about the plastic water bottles as well?
So that's the other thing. Last night, I go into the fridge. We'll touch on both. We'll start with the plastic water bottle.
Okay.
I go into the fridge and I go, hey, can I have this water bottle? It's a plastic water bottle. She goes, yeah. So I have it. I drink it for dinner. I leave. First thing she sends me is plastic water bottles are killing like...
Particles.
The particles.
She comes into my bathroom while I'm getting ready for bed, and she goes, "You're never gonna believe it. People who think that they're healthy drinking their smart water, whatever water bottles they say are good for you, and this water is better than the other waters, not true. Thousands of plastic particles that quite literally could kill us."
Yes.
Apparently, from the plastic water bottles, they just did a study.
She sent me, bottled water contains hundreds of thousands of potentially dangerous plastic fragments.
You guys, we are, I think, the first generation or whoever that they're finding plastic particles in, like, our bloodstream and our, like, plastic is becoming one with us. It's horrific.
We're, like, one in the same as, like, the whales in the ocean that wash upon shore.
Yeah, no, it's so bad. In our food sources all are having microplastics in them because, like, you know, whatever. Animals eat stuff and then we get it inside of us. It's really bad. Your mom is right.
Humans are filthy, and I have no desire to claim that.
It's really sad. No, plastic water bottles, that should be single-use plastics. Let's work on getting rid of them, which is a plastic water bottle.
Yeah, we should maybe go to paper.
Well, paper, yeah.
There's boxed water.
Yeah, uh-huh. I think I'm going to go that route.
Flow. There's Flow. Mm-hmm. Love Flow. That's what we keep at the office.
Yep. Yeah.
We keep Flow at the office. I do, with my sparkling water, I'm trying to figure out how to cut back because that's aluminum. And number one, not great for you. but also I would like to participate in doing better for the planet, even though I am very great at recycling. I've been told that, like, even then, things aren't being recycled like you think that they are, and they're not.
Yeah. I see you use glass when you can, glass Perrier.
Yes, but those are, everyone's trying to do that. Like, when you go to the grocery store, most of the time, the bottles, in LA at least, are sold out.
Right. And you have,
you cans half the time.
That's right. Very true.
And you have your machine that I've seen you using a lot more recently. That
the Thirsty has been saving a lot of cans.
Yeah. So that's great.
The Thirsty machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she said that. And then Lisa's become obsessed with this dash cam.
She likes a lot of just like depressing information.
Wait, tell me about the dash cam.
There's like this guy on Instagram who posts car accidents or carjackings and things like that. But then randomly will post like a woman like
booty
popping. And my mom's like, why does he do this? You know what? I may have to unfollow him because I follow him to see the dash cam stuff. But then what is this girl doing? I mean, look at her.
And it's like, just swipe by, Lisa. Doing? Just swipe by. And then she gets another dash cam and then she continues to follow.
So this is like horrific stuff. Oh, and Lise can watch this because I can't.
That's what I'm saying when we were talking about
it. She's like, they for sure died, right?
Yeah. She'll show me and go, Easton, what do you think happened to them? And she'll show me and I'd be like, I'm pretty sure he's dead. I thought that too. Beautiful. Thanks for brightening the day.
I mean, I'm just going to continue to beg to have her on until we get her. I'm telling you, because she is just a
gold.
Treat.
No, she's gold. She's and she has no idea.
I know. I think I may have to hire, like, because she's such a gem.
I know.
I'm like, you're also entertaining. So, like, you can't be my mom and the Gigi and the nanny and wear all these hats.
Yeah.
If I'm going to at some point need you to wear, like, entertain people, let me exploit you hat.
She's pure talent.
You know, so she's pure talent.
She doesn't know, and that's what's so great.
Well, that's what will keep her pure talent forever. She is
a gem.
I could watch just Lisa. If she was telling stories all day on like a 60 Minutes, I would be glued to the TV. Tell me more.
Do you want to know the best thing about Palm Springs? When me and Mom, so Lisa and I went a couple weekends ago.
Yep.
And just watching her in just her element is priceless.
She What's her element?
Cleaning.
Cleaning.
She is Monica from Friends.
No, it's so great. I could just watch her all day and just smile because she'll stop, she'll think for a minute, then she'll shuffle the other way.
I know. I'll get up to pretend like I'm going to help.
Where did I put that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, she makes her life so hard, Jessica. She makes her life so hard.
Why?
Because she's like a tornado, and she'll be cleaning up an area, but it explodes. She'll like get the vacuum out and all the things and then just leave it there and move on to something else and like start doing the dishes, and then there's stuff all around there, and then she'll move on to the laundry and get it all out and organized but not actually do it, and so there's stuff there, and I'm like, what has happened? And she's like,
so
don't mess with my method. I have a method. And I'm like, let me help you, though. Let me make it easier on you. She's like, this is my method. Which is great, because then when I get up and like pretend like I'm going to help, she's like, I just want you to relax. And I'm like, okay.
Thanks, stick to your method. Mommy. And also her method works, because I've seen it when everything's all over the place. It's like organized chaos. And then all of a sudden, I come back a few hours later and the place is spotless.
It's
and I
pretty
appreciate
wild,
that, because I do that with my closet. When I'm organizing my closet, I take every single thing out, load it up on the bed, and Kyle's like, holy shit, what are you doing? And I'm like, don't worry about it. And then a couple hours later, everything looks amazing. So Lise knows how to do it.
She does.
I feel like she's been momming it up for like 33 years.
Yeah.
Like, she knows what's up.
She knows.
I don't need to teach her how to like clean or be domesticated. Like, I certainly am not the one that needs to be teaching anyone how to do that. So we're going to do an AMA, but I want to talk about Raquel's podcast very quickly. Now, there is a reason why we're behind on this. I'm just going to be completely open and honest with you. I don't care to listen to Raquel's podcast weekly. So this isn't really a breakdown of anything, because we're not going to be breaking it down on the reg. But let's just like stick to the script right now. We're going into Vanderpump Rules. Easton, you told me that Raquel is a little nervous. She talks about it on Rachel Goes Rogue, that she's a little nervous for her podcast to be airing while season 11 is airing. So would you like to break down the episode, what you gathered?
Yeah, I gathered that the producers, I feel like, are baiting her into it seems like she's on Bethany Frankel again.
Like, wait, you feel like the producers are like trying to lead her down a really bad path?
Yeah, like, it seemed like that to me. Like the questions that they would answer. And I mean, the people who listen to it, I mean, there's a lot of stories, but the one that hit me was just at the end, because I mean, Graham, all that, you can have your thoughts. But the one thing that hit me was how she, at the end, was telling the story about Tom and how they were hanging out.
Okay.
And how they went to his house the first night and Ariana was asleep.
Right.
And he forgot his keys, so they couldn't get in. And they decided to swim. And she was the first one to take off her pants.
Yes.
And her. So for me, it's just like, you caused all of this and you're still laughing about it. You said that you, she even
was
said
was she
that.
Laughing during?
That's what I was like, going to say. What's her demeanor? Is she
when
like,
she's telling the story.
It's I'm not going to say she's laughing. She's
nervous.
I think she's nervous. She's mm-hmm. awkward. And like, it's just like, but it just seems like they're.
Well, she does do that thing where she's like, and so I like took off my pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of how
and
it
like,
was.
I feel like I should have written Sheena like a handwritten note or something. It's like here's is this the, where you kill me?
And then that's the thing.
Is
like,
this where you skin me alive? I just need to know.
Right. So then the producers, like while she's telling this, they're like, well, where were the cameras? Because this is juicy. And to me, that's like, okay, so we're not
the
really.
The podcast producers are
yeah,
saying this?
Yeah, they're talking to her and they were like, why wasn't this
oh,
on this?
They're so, trying to get that Emmy,
yeah.
aren't they?
Yeah. So, like, for me, it was like, I very pressed by producers and I think they're like, we'll tell her story and we'll be.
Is there a co-host? Because I see.
It's
there, oh,
two of them, but
there's
I believe
two.
They're okay. co. Aren't they
producers
the producers
well?
Of the show?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, they're
producer
producers
co-host.
From iHeartRadio.
The reason
Radio.
I know a little bit is because I watched Heather or listened to the Heather McDonald's podcast last week where she breaks it down.
What she does she think? What's her vibe about it?
Well, she had a lot of thoughts. And, you know, she had Brandy and Julian, who are two of my most favorite humans. They're comedians. They're absolutely hysterical. But I will say, I did not appreciate what Brandy had to say.
What?
She said she won't be watching season 11 of Vanderpump Rules because they have exploited Raquel and she is upset that Raquel did not make as much money as Ariana and Tom Sandoval. Let me tell you something. The day that you are rewarded with cash for acting shitty, we have a real fucking problem on reality television.
That would be
okay?
saying Monica doing that, getting paid.
Like, that's a real serious thing. Right. You come mm-hmm. on, you act your authentic self. Cameras are there to simply tell a story. All right. People are interested in who we are because of what we represent. Maybe what's happened. Maybe we're relevant for something, whether it's a scandal, something great that we've done. Like, let's not make this a bad thing. Right.
Right.
Throw me out there. This is mutual consent that mm-hmm. I'm giving, right? I'm here because I want to be. Easton is. Raquel, you're on a podcast. You were on a show that I'm sure we all signed the same contract. But to say that you're not going to watch season 11, Brandy saying this, because Raquel carried the show on her back and it's the reason we're the number one show. Let me tell you something. This show has lasted 11 seasons, not because of Raquel fucking Levis. This show was well on its feet before I arrived, before Raquel arrived, before every other person. And by the way, we had a lot of people fall off of this show
right.
that made it great. And we're still fucking going. Mm-hmm. So what you're not going to do is come up on Heather and Brandy, I love you. What you're not going to do is roll up on Heather McDonald's podcast and give Raquel Levis, who knew she was doing something fucked up, and say that she needed to be paid more. Are you fucking kidding me? How about act right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Reward
you're bad
behavior.
You're paid based
crazy.
On how long you've been a part of the show. It's fair. It's simple. It's easy.
It's also, I would assume that's a fine line, because you start paying people for bad behavior, paying them more bonuses and extra money for bad behavior. Now we're just getting out of reality and into acting, because now everyone wants to be the villain and it's not real and people are trying to be crazy to get more money. And it's like, I don't want to watch that.
That's no one wants to watch that.
No.
And that's why she didn't come back, because she also said that she didn't think that the producers of the show would put her in a good light, even if she did tried to explain herself.
Guess what?
And the producer goes, well, we've been on here for an hour and we still haven't even touched the surface. So they wouldn't get, like, I can't remember exactly, but she was like, so you wouldn't be getting anything out on that show. Like, it seems like they're Bethany Frankling her.
She was a huge part of one of the largest yes. scandals in pop culture, like, in 2023. In real, like, it's one of the top in history.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know,
it was wild. When CNN has to fucking cover this and talk about it,
wild.
You got a story.
You've got a story. They're like, we have to talk about it because everyone is talking about it.
Yeah. And she also said that it was a lie.
What was a lie?
The Graham being euthanized hours before getting adopted. That was a lie through whomever said that.
Well,
Lisa Vanderpump was the one she attacked.
Let's be very, very clear here. Let's say that if the dog went to a shelter, there are so many dogs in Los Angeles, in California in general, that there are puppies that are being euthanized if they don't get adopted. So it is a very high possibility that if your dog ends up at a shelter, it's got 2 days because they can't fit all the dogs, which is why I say maybe don't buy a fucking golden doodle, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why don't you stop going to breeders? Why don't you go and adopt a dog? There's a reason why Graham may have been put down. It's because you go and buy designer fucking dogs and don't clear out the shelters.
Shame.
Adopt.
Shame. Shame.
Don't fucking
There's
shop.
There's so much where I'm like, and she says that she and her therapist have a game plan for when the show starts airing, right? Let me tell you something. She should have come back to the show. Would have been very different than what she thinks
she just,
it would have been. She shot herself in the foot. She's not the brightest bulb. We all know this. But also, it's like your team should never have allowed you to do a podcast.
No.
You think?
I can
never in a million years.
Do you think they should have eventually allowed her to and maybe just given it some time? Or do you think it's like, because part of me, I agree with that, but I think eventually.
Stick to having your team write you things and post on social media.
What you said,
you should never speak.
What you said, I think she should have done. You go back to the show.
Right.
And then you have your podcast. So now you have two of the, it's just like you, when you,
exactly.
You said that a month ago. And
to
it's like,
throw
how?
Her straight in to just, let's do a podcast where you just sit and talk. It's just your voice.
Mm. No.
No, if you truly don't want to be out of the spotlight and you do want to share your story, you need to do it the right way. You should have come back.
Mm.
And then even if you didn't, you only got your 3 minutes and nobody could tell your, or you couldn't tell your story because the producers were putting you in that light. Your podcast can now be able to back you up. You could have talked about that on that episode and
like aired
view.
And then you could have said, actually, what I was actually feeling in this
like,
scene. Yes.
The producers
did
me dirty.
That.
Here's how I was going about it. But now you're not on the show. You're just going to be talking about season 10 your whole life or 11.
Season 10. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe 11.
But by the way, we've all had our time. Mm-hmm. Right. Katie had to show Schwartzy cheating on her after they were married. Sheena had to get divorced because her husband was struggling with addiction. I was labeled a home wrecking whore. We've all had our fucking day, all right? I didn't get paid more money because I was literally labeled something that I cannot shake off. Thank you very much. Literally still wearing that scarlet letter.
Yeah.
But I didn't get paid any more money. It was like, this is just what it is.
It's not how it works.
It's not how it works. And for her to say, I knew that Lisa Vanderpump wanted a storyline off Graham. Bitch, we're filming a show about real life. And Graham was your dog, and this is what happened. Of course it's going to be a part of the show. It has nothing to do with a storyline, but like...
It happened.
It happened. We're filming our lives. Where did you get confused on what we were doing here? I'm just a little confused. Right?
Yes. No, yeah, I mean, it happened. It literally happened. I don't see how that happened and she thought it wasn't going to be talked about.
There's the thing. And... Also,
so all of season 10, James is begging to see this dog.
And I also have to say this because this slipped my mind. The mother, Rachel's mother, called the place and said, we are trying to get this dog to you quietly because my daughter has been a public figure recently in the public figure eye. And like all of this. And it's like, how about you just don't say any of that and you just take the damn dog in?
Or don't take the dog in and call James.
Or that, but like,
100%.
No, but
just
like,
go straight to
like
James.
She was like, my daughter, somebody, we're bringing you the dog, but we want to keep it quiet. It's like,
as
if you didn't
that person
show light
is...
to it, you would have just taken the dog and no one would have known who you were. You made it like, oh, who is this girl that's trying to keep it quiet? Do you get what I'm saying?
You know what, though? Raquel's mom is strange.
Well,
and by the way,
so is Raquel.
Well, she's very strange, too. But I remember being at Raquel and James's engagement at that like castle thing. And I remember, and this is when Raquel and I were good. And I remember going up to her mom and saying, you know, I really want to apologize for the way that I've treated your daughter in the past. Like, I'm not proud of it. I can be spicy. I can be very unkind. And I beat myself up often over this. And she goes, oh, honey, I know that this isn't real. Oh, I know that this is just a show. And I remember being like, it was pretty real.
Right?
It's pretty fucking real what I was saying to your kid.
It's like Monica's mom. You are an actress.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about that. I know we're late to the game. Last week we left recording the podcast, and all of a sudden I see that a leaked video of...
Producer John sent it to us
of Monica Garcia / Monica Valor / Monica one other name, all same birthday, with her mom being like, you, I know you hate these bitches.
But you united all four of them.
And you will be in every scene that you can possibly be in.
Your job is to be in as many scenes. It actually absolutely cringed me out. It was beyond stage mom. The way they were yelling at each other, we were all talking about this yesterday. Toxic, gross.
Yeah.
That's the shit that happens. That, like, I know it's not, that's not even Hollywood, but it's like, that is yuck. That is the epitome of yuck. Go away, get away. I don't want to hear it, see it. Ugh.
Your authentic self should get you on the camera more.
You need to be in as many scenes. These bitches, like, you're talking to your daughter.
Oh my gosh.
So wild to me.
I could never
you're
even see
actress.
My mother going at Lauren doing that.
could you imagine?
It's so funny when anyone tries to talk to my mom about Vanderpump Rules. I can see my mom completely checking out, and she has to tell them, like, I don't know. I don't watch. I don't know. And I remember when Sheena's mom first met my mom, she was like, you know, there were so many times that I would watch Lala on camera and be like, I feel like her mom would not approve of her behavior. But now it makes sense if you don't watch the show. And my mom's like, well, great. What has my daughter been doing on this show the past 8 years? And I told her, fucking shit up, mom. Fucking shit up.
Don't you feel good about that, though? You don't feel, like, unsupported. You feel probably even more supported.
Like your mom said, I don't need to watch. I get the real life version.
Right.
You think I don't know that my daughter, like, goes down rivers topless sometimes?
Right.
Like,
right.
I got it.
Here's the thing. If she were to be in hot water from the show, Lisa would back her up. Mm. And while backing her up and yelling at people, she'd look at Lauren and go, what am I talking about?
Yeah,
she just back her up. She don't know what.
100%. She's a real one.
Yeah.
She's a real mom.
Because sometimes I'll tell her, like, what has happened in the past, right, or whatever. And she'll be like, well, you know what? They were so mean to you. From what you told me, they were so mean to you. And I was like, right, mom. But I also told you what I said to them. And she goes, you know what, though? Good for you. I'm glad you said that.
You know when she goes, fuck them.
Which is
rare.
So she never cusses.
She never cusses. But if Lauren and there's something, fuck them.
Fuck them. See, I love that. I wish sometimes my mom would, like, she's had a couple of her friends call and be like, and Jessica talked about this on the podcast, which was a little surprising and shocking because I come from it. And my mom said, oh, yeah, I don't listen to that, you know. But you know what? She's an adult woman. She could talk about whatever she would like to. And then she'll call me and be like, behind the scenes, she'll be like, but what, like, maybe don't talk about, like, whatever, Kyle shitting in the tub or
whatever.
Oh, no, Amy.
Fingering someone's asshole.
You know what, Amy?
Maybe don't talk about that.
If it gets us a podcast sponsor, we're talking about
it.
All right?
Any asshole sponsors, come in.
Any finger condoms.
Any finger condoms.
Yes.
Keep your nails short.
But by the way, Sheena wears finger condoms when she makes... her
dough cookies,
her enchiladas, because the red sauce stains her nails.
Wait, there's really what are finger condoms
so
used for?
I call them finger.
Well, they
like
they look
condoms,
just like the tip of latex gloves.
Yeah.
Oh, cover your nails.
Yeah,
or
well, it
if
covers
you have,
the
like,
whole finger, or if you have like
you have a cut
or something,
it's supposed to
keep
like,
it safe
instead of like having to really
just the tip. Just
well, luckily Kyle doesn't like a finger up the asshole, but if he did, I would wear it.
Well, luckily your nails are short now.
Yeah.
Band-Aid.
No one wants this up their ass.
No one wants
this. I'm puncturing your, what is it called?
Speaking of that, do you know what I just learned? Do you know what an oil check is in jiu-jitsu?
Tell me.
When you stick a finger half in your ass?
When you get a finger stuck in your ass. If
knuckle
you go
deep.
A fist, yeah. Then we've got a bigger
then
problem.
Then we're changing
well,
the oil.
If I can fit my fist up your ass, that's...
Whoa, impressive.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. Have you done your Mother's Day shopping yet? Friendly reminder, use Rakuten. Rakuten is the shopping platform to save while you shop. And this week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the entire year. You get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores. I'm talking Adidas, Splendid, Ray-Ban, Elf Cosmetics, Dermastore, Lego, Stanley, and even Dyson. New Dyson vacuum for me and the new house. Yes, I am treating myself and enjoying some serious cash back. I love seeing those Rakuten cash back deposits in my PayPal account. Rakuten will also send you a check if you don't have PayPal. So join the 15 million members, including me, who are already saving with Rakuten. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You will not see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
All right, let's jump into the AMAs now that we've dragged Rachel up and down every aisle.
This is a fun question.
I went brain dead listening to it too. Sorry.
No, like, you said at the beginning, like, he was like, you know, she just like seemed really nervous and she like laughed and her voice was kind of shaky. I was like, that's just how she talks. This is why I would constantly be like, can we please like get a thought out without sounding like yield gravel mouth?
I put it on like times two. So it was like very sped up too because I could not.
See, here's another reason why I need her to go away. She makes it so easy for me to come for her. I try my damnedest, you guys. I really fucking try. And she makes it so hard.
Right.
Yeah.
Granted, I don't know.
If her goal
was to get people talking about her again because she felt like she did it. Here we are. Here Heather was. Here everyone is. So.
Yeah, but it's not good.
What was the goal? I know, but it's like if her goal. Sometimes I wonder about people. If they feel themselves start slipping away. Start a podcast, get everyone talking about you. Who cares if it's negative or positive? Of course we would. I'm just saying, if that was her goal, she did it. So there's one thing to say about that, I guess.
I mean, I come for her, but I'm never going to hate on anyone who's trying to collect their coins, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, yes, you did. You do deserve to get something out of the deal because we all did, you know?
She's like Banya. She's just getting a dinner out of the deal, though.
Oh, we'll take you to Mendy's, Rach. Take you to Mendy's.
Mendy's.
But you better get more than soup.
Better you only get one dinner, bitch.
Seinfeld. If you didn't know.
No, I didn't. I didn't, which is so unfortunate.
Jessica,
I have to rewatch Seinfeld, rewatch Girls. I have to rewatch a lot.
Just finished Girls. Actually, I have two more episodes of Girls.
And that's
Are we
so going to
be talking about... watch that?
Girls is like Girls throwback, yeah. Lena Dunham, fantastic, epic, so good.
I love that for everyone.
Anyway, let's bust it wide open for a real one.
This
with
is
the AMAs.
A fun question just because you have a history here, and I don't know if you've ever shared it, but Lala, would you ever drive a minivan if you had more babies? And are you ready to share the minivan experience.
Can I tell you? Let's share it. So I have such a soft spot in my heart for minivans.
Same.
So when I was leaving my relationship and we were undercover, motherfucker, I rented two minivans, right? And we were hauling ass through Mulholland with all my shit in them to the treehouse.
Stacked.
Stacked.
Boxes. Just, boom, 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 boom.
Yes.
Flying through the hills. This is the minivan. This is the hill. Minivan was boom, 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 boom. You're flying through the hills.
Were you driving? You were driving one and
me?
You were driving one?
Was
the
it?
Gays. The gays.
Yeah.
The gays were in the other.
I thought, yeah, okay.
And then you drove the Jeep.
I drove
You
mine.
Had the Jeep.
And
yes.
That was filled to the brim as
filled
well.
Filled to the brim. So after that, I really had a soft spot because I've never felt safer in a car. And it was so easy. And I knew I wouldn't ding any doors. Easy to get Ocean in and out of. Easy for my dog to get into. I mess with the minivan pretty hardcore. However, that was a time in my life where I did not give a damn. I was like, we're just keeping our head above water right now. Okay? No judgment to the minivan. Love a minivan.
Same.
But my mother and my brother took my Range Rover to Palm Springs. And I was left with my mom's car. Now, her car is very cute. Little Mercedes E-Class, 2000 and what? 16? 17? Yeah. And I just really was like missing my car that I worked really hard for. And my big body. I like being up in the air.
I wish I would have known that because I would have for sure traded you.
There's something about cars that ride low to the ground.
That you don't like.
That makes me feel very vulnerable.
Okay. That makes sense. Me
like,
too.
Like literally I'm like this. 100 times before I cross over into another lane because I'm like, I'm going to be taken out by like a G-Wagon.
Right.
You know,
right.
Big body. I like a big body.
Yeah. And you look good in those. I couldn't see you driving a car.
Could you see me driving a minivan?
No. Well,
yeah.
Yes. Oh, that white minivan. Now we can say it because we don't. That white.
She was sleek.
You looked like such a bad bitch zooming up.
We had
out of that.
I love
we originally
minivans.
Had a black one and then we had to trade it in for the white.
Yeah.
Remember?
It was stacked. You were killing it.
I'm not kidding you. I
listening
love
listening to
minivan.
My rap music.
Yes.
I listened to Flight 187 by 50 Cent while we moved out in my freaking minivan.
What kind of minivan? Can we say?
I think it was a Chrysler.
Oh,
I think
Chrysler.
Pacifica. Those are the best.
What, is it a Chrysler Pacifica?
I think so. Those are sexy. Actually.
They were sexy, very sleek.
I thought it was a...
And all I had to do was click
maybe
the button
you're right.
And the doors would shut.
Yeah.
It was
and
like
open.
Automatic doors
like
pushed stop.
I'm telling you.
Would you? So, if you let's say you have 5 kids one day, you're always going to be driving. I know you won't, but you're always going to be driving some sort of SUV.
Well, if I have 5 kids, I mean, do I really? No, I'm going to have to get
minivan it up.
Yeah,
a minivan. You're going to need like a traveling.
I'm
going to
need a sprinter van.
Sprinter
yes.
van.
Yeah.
Or tour van.
The tour van.
Oh,
with all the roads.
I can see it
rusty,
now.
So
crusty.
Many Mormon families had those.
Oh, my God.
That
like
was
industrial
Utah's.
Grade vans.
Yeah.
You would just drive in Utah and you would see like the mom's car, then the dad's car.
Yeah.
And then the family vehicle of just, it was a school bus.
Right.
It's like, what the hell?
Oh, my God. Lots of these questions. Lots of these questions. Easton, are you still single?
Yes, I am.
How do you feel about being single right now?
I really love it.
You do?
Yeah.
But why?
Because I think I'm working on me a lot, and I'm not even really talking to anybody.
If you think about it, Easton's 30. He'll be 31 next month. That is so young.
And I just moved out here, and you know, 7 months ago, so I'm getting footing. I would like to get a career started before I start wasting a woman's time.
Because
I'm not in a position to date somebody, so like for me to just go and mess around, I wouldn't want to be played with, so I'm not going to play with.
Oh,
so,
Easton,
yeah,
you're such a good guy.
I'm hanging out, chilling, haven't
you're
talked to anyone.
You're such a stand-up man.
Did you know? I haven't even slept with anyone while I've been out here.
Are we celibate?
Are we
how long
is involuntarily celibate?
Well, I've been here for how many months? Seven?
A while.
Yeah.
You've been here a while.
While.
I think 9 months? 8 months?
So you haven't slept with anyone in 8 months.
Nah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You're just kind of focusing on yourself.
Yeah. I want to get my ducks in a row before, you know, I start looking at that part of life. Yeah.
You know what's super empowering as a chick?
Hmm.
To bust it wide open wherever you damn well feel. And then all of a sudden be like, you know what? Closed for business for a while.
Absolutely.
And like the dudes that you used to bust it wide open for, you're like, nah, I'm straight. And they're like, come again?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you will not be coming again, actually.
Right. Leave them on red.
Blue balls.
Let them know they're a choice.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, good for you, Easton. We have a question. Lala, do you have any plans, oh, this is interesting, to start a jewelry line or any other brands this year? You may not be able to say, but...
I can't say the brand that we'll be launching. Well, launching a brand. Can you tell I've been impersonating Ocean for too long?
I was about to say, Ocean's here.
We will be launching a brand this year. I can't say what it is, but I'm very excited about it. And jewelry, you know, I'm not a big jewelry wearer. So yeah. I've kind of stopped wanting to do like launching brands just to launch them. They now have to make sense. Mm-hmm. Like beauty made sense at the time and now it no longer makes sense because this is what I look like every day. So why do I have a palette with bright blue eyeshadow?
Right.
I don't know. So now the business that or the brand that we'll be launching this year is going to be more in alignment with where I'm at in life and where I will probably be at in life for quite some time.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like getting in touch with like more authentic, which is always going to be changing. I always find that to be so interesting. People are like, you know, whoever, J-Lo or whatever, launched this brand and she doesn't even do this. And in my mind, I'm like, she launched this brand 6 years ago. She's probably such a different person now. She has the right, like you always say, to evolve.
Right.
To launch another brand, a new brand, because she's changing.
Well, exactly.
That's why you only launch one clothing brand, but what do? Seasons. You change it.
Right,
sometimes
exactly.
You can't change things like that, so you do other things. People got to get off that fucking horse.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I'm excited, and I'm excited for everybody, because it's going to be real nice.
It's going to be real nice.
Real nice.
Get you something.
Real nice. This is now the second episode where we've quote. Oh, no, that was on Amazon Live. Never mind.
I know.
Where
I think we did it
Christmas vacation.
No, I think we did it on the podcast last week, too.
I think we did it here.
That primed us to go into Amazon Live heavily quoting Christmas Vacation.
Oh, my God. It's so fun. I'll quote it forever. My dad and
did
I quote
it. Did you watch it?
It's my favorite Christmas. Okay, it's my favorite holiday movie.
I just had to make sure.
I think it was Sheena who goes, because me if I told this story already.
What?
But Ocean wore on Christmas a shirt that said "It's a Butte Clark," and Sheena asked me, "Did Stassi give that to you?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" And she was like, "Because they call Hartford Butte, and their last name's Clark." And I was like, Sheena, shut your mouth and slap your mama. Are you joking me right now? You've never seen Christmas Vacation?
She's never seen it?
Never.
No, I had to.
And I thought of all people. I thought of all people. Like, that family would be quoting that movie up and down during the holiday season.
Of course. Did you make them watch it, obviously?
I attempted. I don't know they got into it.
Brock's seen it.
No, I had to introduce him.
It's a Butte Clark.
I like when she says, her eyes are frozen.
Honey.
She's frozen from
She'll
the
see
waist
you later,
down.
Honey. Her eyes are frozen.
Hey, Griswold. Where are you going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
You have a lot of nerve speaking to me that way. I'm not talking to you.
I wasn't talking to you.
I wasn't talking to you.
Looks at it.
Why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
I don't know, Margo.
It's so fucking good.
I want Kyle and I to be Todd and Margo for Halloween.
Can I tell you?
In their jogging outfit.
No, you have to. And can I tell you something?
What?
At the Emmys, I totally forgot to bring this up.
What?
Julianne and Derek, is that his name? Derek Huff.
Yeah.
Were presenting together. And I was like, oh my God, I have to have Ariana Maddox and Jeremy Maddox go for Halloween as Julianne and Derek Huff. They look identical to them. Identical. I was shook. I'm looking at them and I'm like, this is Ariana and Jeremy in front of me presenting at the Emmys. Like, it just is. They have to be.
That's a great
They have
point.
To be them.
I now
They should be them.
Yeah. With the short hair, especially Ariana's Emmy look.
Oh, yeah. Her hair's all short now.
Is that, like, that's real?
Yeah,
that
that's
wasn't
a real.
Wig?
No.
Oh, she chopped.
She chopped. Chop.
Did she do it for Chicago?
Is she going to Chicago?
No, the Broadway.
Oh, the Broadway. Whoa. Yes. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if she did it for that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It looks great. It looks fantastic.
Looks really good.
Right, Roxy Hart. Okay, the play is called Chicago. She'll be playing
Roxy
New
York.
Hart.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah. I'm watching.
I'm going opening night with Sheena and Meredith. We're really excited.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be fun.
She grew up in the arts and like graduated from college in something in the arts.
Yeah.
So to see her like literally in her element, fucking
beautiful.
Fantastic.
She's
going
to kill it. I love Broadway.
No.
I love Broadway.
But I wish I want to go to one, and I'm actually jealous of them going.
She's going to slaughter that role.
It's going
to
be so good.
I can't wait to watch
it. I can't
her.
Wait for you to see it. I think you're going to love it.
Sorry, you guys. It's the head cold. I was so confused when she said, did she do it for Chicago?
Just to
I was
let
like,
you know, when you were talking about Amazon Live yesterday and this, both of those.
It was because Amazon Live was technically last week.
It's okay.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Oh, this is a fun one. I've gotten this a couple times.
All right.
Now they're coming in. Does Jess know that Eddie Bravo, the founder of 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu, is a flat earther?
What does that mean?
He believes the earth is flat?
Okay, so I recently learned this. Yes, I just recently learned this. It's an interesting belief.
How does someone believe that? They feel like the satellites are just fake?
They believe the earth. There are people like that out there. It's an interesting belief. And listen, no disrespect to the daddy of jujitsu or anything, but, you know, we all know.
But we all know the earth is
square. No, we all know the earth is round. But you know what?
And if you don't believe for $150,000, they'll take you up there and prove it to you.
It's very interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. You know what? At the end of the day, there are plenty of people who don't believe, who all believe different things, not only in my gym, in my family, in, you know, the church I went to with my parents while I was home for the holidays. I'm surrounded by people who don't believe what I believe in. And I kind of think
it's what makes the world go round.
It's what makes
honey.
The world go round, you know? And I think with nowadays, with everything and AI as the human race, I know this is very PC, but I think we need to focus on what we all have in common, you know? Let's focus on what we can all share.
Which is flesh, and we all bleed
flesh
red.
Flesh and blood.
You know?
We all, yeah, exactly.
Because the second we start turning on each other, AI is just going to swoop in here, and we're all fucked.
That's a civil war right there.
All right, we're going down dark hole. Let's come out of it.
There are a lot of these. Lots of tour questions, which... Why don't you just, what are you thinking? Everyone's saying, are you coming to Austin? Would you ever tour in England for a live podcast tour? What are your thoughts?
I feel like we're up in the air for 2024.
I think so too. Yeah.
Don't you think?
We're going with the flow, baby.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I feel like we
what
kind of have
do,
to.
Jess?
We have to go with the flow in 2024. Yes. There's so much that we like don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
If schedules will allow us to be traveling to places like England. I do love Austin, and even if we don't do a like live show there, although yeah. I think we should because I love that city.
Ugh,
but
so
I just want to go there because I have my dearest friends who live there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, in 2024, I would like to take more time to like get out of town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would love to do live shows.
Do you like doing live shows?
I love doing them. Yeah.
I'm actually
I
shocked.
I really like doing them. Yeah.
I'm
nervous
that.
At first, like you are, but then like once I get out there for the first 10 seconds, I'm like, ah, it is what it is.
I love it too.
You know, I'm never worried about what I'm going to say. Like I just, you know, I'm just up there.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I black out and do well.
Maybe we got to sprinkle like some you. In this year then.
I would
wow,
love to.
Wow, I had no idea you were so into the live show.
I love that.
Right. But it's very different for me because you're the driving force, so it's a very different for me to be like, I'm up here and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Right. You're the one like, you know, emceeing it.
Mm.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think
it's a big difference for like me to be sitting and enjoying it and then you having to emcee and I just fill in.
Lead it. Yes. I
I'll
know.
Lead it for you. Yeah. How's that? I'll lead the next one. Yeah.
Done.
Oh, yeah, the people would
Let's
love
do a worldwide
that.
Tour.
That's why it's so, I feel
oh,
like
come
I
out,
said
be like,
to you.
No, but.
Because they love you. Whenever Easton talks, the whole audience looks at him like this.
I know. They're like, how did this
Well, they're
guy
in love.
Slip
That's why we
crack.
Have so many singles.
And then I talk
no,
and
like,
it goes.
How did he slip through the crack?
No. No, I did see. Yes, that's a lot of Easton's faces. And also, that's why I feel like we have so much fun because let's say the truth. At the end of the day, if the show fell flat, which it never would, you would pay for that, Lala. We are just get to go up there and have fun.
Yeah. See? So
you
I
know?
Can see like where
you're I can
your
see where you
is.
Could get. Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to throw up. I have thought of that.
I just go out there and have fun.
I know. We just go out there and have a time. Oh, there's so many. This is interesting. Like children and family questions. Do you all want children? If so, how many? La, let's start with you.
Okay. So if I have more than two and we hit three, then I say what's a fourth?
Okay.
So I'm either having two or four, but there's no three.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I agree. Because two can gang up on one.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got a middle child.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets a little.
And the middle child's always reckless.
The middle child is
crazy.
Yeah. The forgotten. They always call him the forgotten child. Steven, my brother Steven. I mean, how
Not
many
really,
of you
though. Zach, is he? No, but you have five.
Yeah, he's the middle.
And he. Oh, I thought he was the oldest.
Steven? That's Jason.
Oh.
Steven's the forgotten. I love you so much,
but
Steven.
Is
but
he's the one.
Child.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Okay, but Zach is a middle child. And he's,
Russin?
Like, so sweet. And the baby, Alec, was the one that we were worried was going to be, like, addicted to drugs and be a
Have
teen
a kid
dad.
At 15.
But you see that. But you see, Alex is so sweet. Alec? Or Alec.
Alec
is so sweet. That's the thing with the middle child. It's they don't get the attention. This isn't my experience. So, Steven, he's not anything extreme. He's just sweet, normal, and he gets forgotten. We're like... What's Steven up to? You're saying like the middle child.
Easton said that middle children are like a hot mess. And
really?
I don't
oh,
think
I've never
that they're
heard
hot
that.
Messes at
you
all.
Think that?
Well, no, I mean, you usually just see like people videoing and it's always like that. There's nothing like that second child and they're like videoing them and it's just like moms and they're crazy.
Right.
Jumping off beds, doing crazy things and you're like, yeah, it's a middle child.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like just as kids, like they're just rambunctious. And then when you get older, I mean, yeah, y'all just kind of.
I don't want to
seat,
expose any of my children to the middle. So two or four.
Four. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're either a middle with a partner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or you're the baby.
And now you can go 2v2 pickleballing.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or tennis.
See?
Or tennis.
Or tennis.
I want two. Kyle wants one. So that'll be an interesting journey.
No. I'll talk to Kyle.
Two. Give me a sibling.
Yeah.
I think, here's what I think. I think that I'm going to predict it. We're going to have one. It's going to be a girl. He's going to absolutely fall in love. And then I'm going to be the one that's like, let's wait for another. And he's going to be like, what's one more?
Yeah.
Come on.
He'll
well,
switch.
Then you win the game.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. Very true. Very true. Lala, how are confessionals organized? I'm assuming they mean obviously with Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. So there, we have a studio that we go to. That is, it's not a green screen. Whatever you see in the background, that's like very much a set that's there. And I've heard that housewives, they sometimes come to the location next door to our studio where there's a green screen or they'll go to their houses. but they will film confessionals for like 8 hours straight. Whereas I've never filmed a confessional for longer than, I want to say, 4 hours. And even that may be me kind of exaggerating. They're usually, what do you think, Jess, around 2.5 hours?
Yeah, 2.5, 3.
And can I ask, so, because this was my question on that one is,
yeah,
do they, like, when they're bringing things up to you about, like, what you filmed, do they show you that and go, what are your thoughts about this?
No.
Or do they tell you?
They don't show us any footage.
So you just have to remember and go off.
Well, yeah. And I...
Yeah.
That's hard. Like, I couldn't do...
Like, if they were like, remember this when you were filming, I'd be like, I don't
know. Months ago?
Yeah. You're going off months and how I felt. So, like, I would assume they would be like, here's a video of this scene that happened. Can you elaborate now on it? And then, because it seems like
no, but there have been times where I'll say, can you, they'll say, like, you know, Sandoval said this to you. How did you feel? And I'll be like, I'm a little bit foggy. Can you remind me what I said back to him? And then they're on a computer and they're having like a live conversation with someone who's at Evolution.
Oh, that I didn't know that part.
There's like someone who's in charge of coming up with the questions, who watches the episode and takes notes from, you know, editors and people at Bravo and anything that needs to be. Like, there was a time where I went in like literally 4 different days and we were still talking about the same thing. And I was like, Kate, at this point, I need to know what I'm doing wrong, because we have spoken about this and I have told you how I felt about it. Like, I don't understand. They're like, well, we wanted X, Y, and Z. We're actually going to add this back in. And it's like, great. Sounds good. Because, you know, we're filming for many hours for 3 months straight. And it's cranked down to 15 hours of and that's with commercials.
Right.
15 hours of television. That's wild to me.
It is. Let me ask you a question now that you're like, just because you brought that up and they kept asking you over and over. Can you just be like, I'm not answering that. I don't want to answer that. I'm uncomfortable talking about
that. I actually love that you say this, because when anybody says production made me do it, there have been many times where I say, I don't like that, and I would never say that. Because there are times where you're in that chair and you're like, I'm hitting a wall. Like, I don't even know what to say about this, because you want to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people who are great at interviews. There are other people who need a little bit of help. So there are times where you're like, can you like guide me? And if they say, what about something like this? Like, this would be a funny little like play on what you said in scene. And I'm like, funny if I was like a 42-year-old dad.
Right.
Right. Not funny for Lala. But let me take that and tweak it into my own. Or there are times where I'm like, I didn't feel that way in scene though. And they're like, interesting. So how did you feel?
Okay. Yeah.
You know?
So they never say, you've got to say this live.
Absolutely not.
Good.
No, because being on it with her one time, they'll tell you, they'll give you something like bullet points if you have nothing to say that you can say. But they don't force you into saying anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From
you have
my
such, and it's always the same crew, and they're always so great. And like, I feel like it just feels comfortable for you in there. You don't feel like you're in the spotlight and having to say things that you would never say.
No, I have the best time filming that show.
Yeah.
The camera crew's
great. It's so interesting when you're in scene and then you go to do your confessionals, the way people saw you in that scene, and then they tell you like, well, this is how it seemed like you felt with what you said. And it's like, but I didn't feel that way at all. And they're like, interesting. So break that down, because this is how it seemed in scene. And now you have no one to like rebuttal what you're saying. Talk us through where your head was at in that moment.
Right.
It's like the epic chance to be funny, quirky, a little shady, a little petty. I get petty this season. I get real petty this season.
I'm so excited for this season. I really am.
By the way, can I say this to you?
Yeah.
Last week's episode, you talked about the hunter boots that you gave to Ocean.
Yeah.
And you said, and Lisa and Lala, I didn't think would like them.
Yeah.
Or I knew when. I love those rain boots.
You did?
Yeah, I didn't catch you say that last week. And I just like sat there while you said that. I love rain boots.
Oh,
I think
that's
they're the
so funny.
Cutest thing in the world to like throw on with a little tutu or whatever she's wearing.
Oh,
no, I was
love
obsessed.
That. Oh, I didn't know that, because I don't know. I just didn't like clock. I have a pair of Hunter rain boots that I never wear, but I was like, oh, they're probably not going to love these, but she might.
No, we're obsessed.
Okay,
love rain boots.
I love that. Okay, last one. What's all of your ins and outs of 2024? I love this trend. It's like, you know, happiness is in 2024.
Wait, for 2024?
Yeah.
And what's out in 2023?
What's out? What are you leaving in 2023 and what are you bringing into 2024? It's like a trend on TikTok.
In 2023, what I'm leaving is engaging with people who I don't want to engage with. There are times where people will say things to me and I'll feel like I have to have the last word. I'm done. I will say my piece. And the moment that I am bored with you, you won't get a response at all.
Right.
And there's a few people in particular that I'm thinking about. But it's like, we don't fuck with each other. I will not engage. Unless I need something from you, we don't need to talk.
Yeah.
And I don't mean tangible things. You know, I'm trying to like, you get what I mean.
Yes.
If we need to talk about things for structure, I'll hit you up. Otherwise, you don't need to talk to me. Mm-hmm. I don't really give a fuck what you need to talk about. Only what I have to say is important.
Right.
Sounds very unhealthy, but that's what I'm engaging.
Right.
Engaging is what I'm leaving behind in 2023. In 2024, I'm going to inner peace.
Inner peace. Mm-hmm. Unhealthy engagement is out. Inner peace is in.
Thank you. What is that's much more PC, logical, and yeah, there we go. All right, sorry.
That. What about you, Easton?
Oh, I don't know.
In and out.
Negative thoughts I'm leaving behind.
I love that.
Like you can't do something.
I love that.
Yes.
Great.
And then I'm going to bring in a whole bunch of confidence into 2024.
I thought you were going to say condoms.
No. No.
We're fucking
but
this
with confidence
year.
Comes condoms.
Yeah. Trojan man.
Trojan up.
I like that.
I love that too.
I'm going to keep it very surface level, but this is how I'm feeling, and I feel like it can be deeper. I think I'm going to leave uncomfortable outfits and shoes in 2023. It's not the vibe. And 2024 is comfy but classy. Because I feel like in 2023, I remember at the beginning of the year, I saw videos of Kourtney Kardashian's assistant, and she's so chic, and like she looks like she's on a runway every day, and I was like, I need to do that. And I wore like heels here and there, and it doesn't help me. I'm
Jessica,
just not...
let me tell you something. You start showing me up in 2024, your ass is catching up flight.
I'm going to try and discover by 2025, comfy but classy and chic, and I'll figure it out.
You know what's great about this job, babe?
What?
You can wear whatever you want. I really don't
give a
shit. I
know, that's why it's a personal journey.
It's a personal journey. You want to wear crop tops and a thong with stilettos to the sky, you go, Glen Coco.
I know, I
showed
up in like a see-through.
You
want to
wear your jujitsu gear every day, go for it.
I showed up in a see-through shirt a couple months ago. It was like mesh, and I just had a black bra underneath it. And I don't know what I was thinking, but I said to Lala, I was like, I know, it's a little like inappropriate. And she looked at me like I had forehead. She's like, what are you talking about?
Like you could literally be showing your nipples right now. I'd be like, love the look, girl. Free the nipple. I see you.
I know. Oh, fun.
Was mine kind of not good?
No, yours was great. Leaving.
What you all have to say is very important. It's a very isolated comment that I made. Okay.
Yours was good. You're leaving unhealthy engagement. And finding inner peace.
Yeah,
I love
that's a
that.
Very yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
And you know what? I don't need to have the last word, but if I feel like I want to, then I will. But if it's unhealthy, I will not.
But
anyway,
maybe I will still.
Preach. Who knows? I don't fucking know.
You don't know if it's unhealthy until
I
you
like
say
the question,
though,
and then I realized it was extremely complicated. Okay. Anyway, I love you guys. Everything that you have to say is extremely important. So make sure that you're sliding into the DMs with questions. Make sure that you're writing in the comment section on the podcast page. Make sure that you're watching this episode when it comes out on YouTube on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Click like, right? What is it? Like,
you
comment,
it.
And subscribe.
Yes.
Hey, I'm it. So Gen Z. Hey. All right, I love y'all. I'll catch you. Oh my God. Now I'm gravel mouth. I'll catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker, although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord! We get it! They have chemistry!
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.